Let's get on the same page as to what a mogul is. A mogul. Or Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Inappropriate with Jim and Steve. And what do we do around here, Steve?
We freeball it.
We put together some of the craziest slash funny slash interesting stories that we hear throughout the week, and we give it to you in all one podcast episode.
I know. It's like all the crazy news you can get at one source.
Our listeners have described our podcast as the office of podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's a good compliment.
I watch Office every night. Yeah. And it's comforting. It's soothing.
I know.
We have been told that that Inappropriate with Jim and Steve is better than Jim, Joe, Steve show.
I've heard that a lot. I wonder what's different about it.
I think it's just more structured. Before, we would just come on. We would not talk to each other. We would press record and we would just banter and bullshit.
Yes.
Which works.
But then you start to run out of shit to talk about.
You do. And now we have we do put together a show. Like, people can expect a beginning, middle, and end with our show.
Yes.
So wherever you are listening, whenever you're listening, appreciate it, guys. What do we got for him, Steve?
Well, we didn't touch on it last week, I guess, because it was an episode of love.
It was all love all the time because it was Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. We didn't touch on the Super Bowl at all. Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Was it one of the weirdest Super Bowl where you just didn't care about it?
I didn't like either team or dislike either team enough to have a team to root for or root against. If you had a gun to my head, I would say I would rather have the 49ers win.
No one likes greatness.
I mean, in some ways, it was probably better for football that the Chiefs won. They're the team to hate, unless you love them, right? Kind of like the Patriots. They needed another Patriots kind of style team, and I guess they filled that.
The funny thing is, like, football fans got tired of Taylor Swift, but it's like was the most watched Super Bowl of all time, which I think every year is always the most watched Super Bowl.
I do enjoy some of the commercials. My favorite commercial was the Christopher Walken commercial.
Oh, where everybody was doing bad accent?
I like impressions. I knew that. Walken. Yeah. So I just thought like that, and he's got maybe the most, I'm going to make up a word, Joe, impressionalized voice.
Yes.
So just to hear them all.
People doing Christopher Walken impressions, like a lot of people can do it. You know exactly who it is, but it was definitely fucking funny to see.
I'm not an impressionist whatsoever, not even remotely. But I do attempt some impressions, and I can't learn an impression from the person I'm trying to get.
Like the actual person?
I have to learn impressions from people doing impressions because I can see how they're changing their voice to get that impression versus the person just talking.
That
they're talking
sense.
Normal.
Yeah. All right. I can't even do it.
That was good.
My favorite commercial, can you guess it? It's pretty fucking easy.
The
Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck. He goes into like the full Boston thing.
Yes.
And then they have fucking Tom Brady.
Yes.
And I always like when Matt Damon's the straight, like he's just like, this is so fucking stupid. Why am I doing it? Which I always find funny.
Right.
If the man wasn't more relatable, he is now to me. I definitely believe I could be his friend.
I mean, anything at this point, I think Ben Affleck will do to get away from Jennifer for a couple of hours.
And then it was funny. It was like, when you watch it, it comes off that Jennifer Lopez is a bitch.
And when you hear stories of her, what she does to hotel workers and like what's in her riders.
I heard she said no to a Make-A-Wish kid.
Jesus.
I don't have anything to, I just heard it somewhere that she's like the only, which I was like, you can never say no to a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah. It depends. I falter on that. But then I hear John Cena and he'll like his entire life is dedicated now to like Make-A-Wish. He's done like he is in a Guinness Book of World Records for the amount of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Because they can't see him.
But then, like, how many does she get? Does she get, does someone like Jennifer Lopez get 1,000 a day?
I mean,
even get to her, that her publicist, or whoever is her, like, firewall.
Yeah.
And they're just turning them down. And they all just kind of go away except this one. Or she's only gotten this one, and she could have made a difference. But she just said no.
No, but she just decided to not do it.
Yeah, she was busy that day.
Now, I will say one of the weirdest commercials was the Jesus feet commercial.
The feet washing commercial was... Some of the commercials are like super serious.
Yeah.
And obviously some are over the top, goofy. Kind of the cleverness of some of the commercials is you don't know what the hell they're promoting until the end. Like it's just, it kind of builds up and you're like, what the hell is this? Like, what is this? And you're just seeing people wash feet.
I know.
And wash feet. And yeah, like obviously you start to put together like, okay, these are opposite type people, like people that maybe have not typically you would see together.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm a police officer
and a black guy.
Yeah. Like some of them were just like so stereotypical. You're trying to put it in context to like, okay. And then I'm thinking like, is this a Hyundai commercial? Like what's going on here? Like, is this going to be New Hands Across America?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Jesus, like it's just promoting Jesus.
I know. And it was like the one person that was getting their feet washed was like, you should feel sorry for this person. Like, that's how I felt it was. Like, these people are caring
about...
Right,
let me wash your feet. I don't know what the feet washing means.
Jesus washed the feet of, like, somebody. Like, a person who was, like, below him.
Is that what it...
Jesus washed the feet of, like... I think a criminal or...
Okay.
Was that commercial saying the person who's getting their feet washed were lesser than the other person? People are pissed about it.
I don't know. I didn't look too much into it other than like, that's a weird commercial. You know, and it was the beginning. It was like one of the first commercials. So
yeah,
you know they paid even like more.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the most watched commercial.
Do you know what company paid for that commercial?
I have no idea. Who runs Jesus?
Apparently Hobby Lobby.
Wow, jeez.
Hobby Lobby is like a very religious thing, and they paid for the commercial.
I mean, they could have just did that commercial and just said Hobby Lobby at the end and be like, we're for everyone.
Sponsored by Hobby Lobby.
And it would be just as weird.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty fucking crazy. If I was to tell you that was the second biggest sporting event over the weekend, and the Waste Management Golf Tournament was the first. Would you believe me?
No, because...
It's cool. Did you know that the Waste Management is the biggest golf event of the year? So how many people do you think go to the Super Bowl? How many seats are probably in the...
75,000?
Yes, 75,000. The Waste Management had 250,000 people there.
That's a lot of fucking people.
The Waste Management has gained in popularity over the last couple years for the fact that it's become like a drunk fest.
Oh.
People get fucking wild there. One of the days it rained and there was like a downpour. People were so drunk then they decided to make it Woodstock.
Mm.
And they were sliding down all the wet grass that then turned everything into a mud pit.
Those maintenance guys to handle all the greens.
They're
and stuff.
So pissed. There were fans running onto the course, jumping in the sand pits and making sand angels.
That is anti-golf, right?
People, yes. It is so anti. I mean, it made me want to go to it even more, though. I saw videos of people walking out where they didn't have shoes and they were wrapping paper bags around their feet to walk around because they didn't have it. There was a point that... It was so out of control, the concessions had to stop serving beer for a while.
Holy
they didn't cut
shit.
It off completely, but they were just like, people are too drunk. We can't fucking serve beer.
Now, was this televised? Did they show any of this? Or did on TV, was it still?
No. On TV, you could still see like it was getting rowdy because it's kind of getting known for that. But they try to keep golf as
gentlemanly
as they can. But in the background, you're seeing people, girls taking their shirts off. And there's a one tee box that come like the green is like surrounded by people, and they're just throwing fucking beer bottles and shit on it.
That's insane. I've only been to one event, and that was the event that we.
Yes.
I like to golf socially with you guys, and you know I'll go a couple times a year. If they had a golf tournament design, like not one that just kind of organically yes. morphed into that, but if they had one, just like they have restaurants that the waitresses will talk shit to you.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
you're going in there. Have a tournament that it's just the drunken, you can heckle someone and it's expected. You know what I mean? Like you could try to throw the golfers out their game.
Yeah.
Like that would be fun.
This one golfer, Zach Johnson, started fucking yelling at people. He was telling them, he was like, I'm totally fucking sick of this shit. And this is like on TV. And he's like, I need you to knock it the fuck off.
Right. And that always works. Right.
I know. That makes every right. drunk person stop.
Because then you're like, oh, and if you're trolling someone.
Now you know you're winning.
Right. Because the only thing that trolls really want is attention. It doesn't matter what attention you're giving them.
Yeah.
If they can get to the point where you are responding to them, whether it's online or in person, that is just fuel.
I think after watching this year and just how crazy, like, I feel like it'll probably never be like this again.
Like, it's kind of like what they did at
Preakness.
Preakness. I was getting ready to say Preakness, where it got crazy wild and then they dialed it way back for a couple of years. Like, they dried the whole thing up in a way. And now it's, you know, they're kind of inching it back into like a little bit, but they just tried to, they nipped it all in the bud. They took away all the fun.
Preakness is the second round of the Triple Crown.
Triple Crown.
Yeah. So, and it happens here in Baltimore. The rule was if one person could carry in the beer over a line, like over the gate, you were allowed to bring that beer in.
Right. It was like whatever you could physically carry.
Yes, that was the rule. So people would like load up coolers and then just needed like the strongest person to carry it over the line.
Over the threshold.
And then you were good. But there was one year where people just were out of control and then there were porta potties lined up and people were
running on the porta potties.
Yeah. While other fans were just pelting them with beer cans.
While other people are in the porta potties and it's the infield. So
yeah.
Like if you go to Preakness and you want to hoity-toity it up with the weird hats and the, you know, the bow ties and shit.
Yeah.
Then you buy a seat in the stands that are covered.
Yes.
But if you want to go crazy, you go in the infield.
Yes, that's where.
And then that's where the cheap seats were. And now they have concerts. And there's always a concert every year. The only concert I can ever remember is the one concert. You're going to know the band. Crazy Bitch.
Oh, Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry.
Yes.
I don't even know why. This has been going on for decades. I just remember that, like, Buck Cherry. Who cares about Buck Cherry? And then I was like, what are they even saying? And I was like, Crazy Bitch, whatever. And then, like, I love the cocaine. Yeah. I love the cocaine. It's like they had two songs, man.
I know. It was always be funny, like, if you didn't go to it, watching the news, and they would have the new reporter in the infield and they're trying to interview people.
Right, and they're still trying to be serious.
Yeah. And you know, the person they're interviewing is just so fucking drunk.
Yes.
And then behind them, somebody's just like pulling their pants down. Oh, and then, you know, it's a different topic, just speaking on interviewers. Have you ever heard of Sukihana?
I've heard of Benihana. Is it any relation?
Fucking Benihana. Sukihana, she is a rapper. She was on one of the seasons on MTV called like Love and Hip Hop.
Missed it.
Yeah. and it's like she was on the show in like 2020 and then released an album. And her album was titled Wolf Pussy.
Oh, everyone chases the wolf pussy.
I know. So she recently did an interview with someone, this woman named Bobby. I don't know if she's like...
Yes. I did see part of that interview.
You did see part of it?
I'm so over Bobby. What's her name? Atoff?
Yes, yes.
I was hoping she was going to be better. I got the shtick. Like, I got her stuff.
So she does this... What is her shtick then?
Her shtick...
I may be totally wrong with this fucking thing.
Bobby's shtick is that she is monotone and completely disinterested in who she's interviewing.
Oh, okay.
She acts as if though she doesn't care. Her questions are very flighty. Her whole thing is she's awkward on purpose.
Okay, which makes sense. And I think
this... She's actually getting a divorce right now.
Is she? So she's interviewing Sookie.
Okay.
And, well, here, I'll just play it for you so you can hear the conversation. Oh. And Sookie cannot come off more of an idiot.
I didn't know that about you.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music, I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul. Uh-huh.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing...
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, magician.
I don't think, baby, I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
So you
think.
I didn't say magician, Sookie. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby, I do music.
So you, just really quick... For the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so I...
So you think that's a bit?
I
ruined my whole story.
I think it's definitely a bit from Bobby.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she thought that that's where it was going to go.
Yeah,
I don't... But her thing is like kind of... It's just a weird, dry, subtle... stupid sense of humor that she has.
Mm-hmm.
But Sookie wasn't really getting that in a way. Like she was trying to take that and make that a bit. She couldn't intelligently do that.
Do you think she knows the difference between a musician and a magician?
I think she did know. I think
you did? I don't think so.
I just think she was trying to be funny, but it wasn't landing. She obviously watched some of the other interviews that she has done. And so she was trying to make hers memorable by being over the top stupid and making that a bit. But I don't think it landed. I think it just fell very, very flat.
Yeah.
So you didn't do your homework on Bobby Atoll.
No, I didn't. I just, when she kept saying she's a magician, I kept laughing at it.
And I mean, she could be that stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know what I don't like? I loathe when people call themselves moguls.
You know what's so funny you say that? I was thinking the same fucking thing.
It makes my skin crawl. A fucking mogul? A mogul.
I know.
Do you know what a fucking mogul is?
What is a mogul? Is it that you are just across different platforms? Like, not platforms, but like... You're in music and movies and you an inventor.
Let's get on the same page as to what a mogul is. A mogul, an Indian Muslim or...
All right, I mean...
It could also be a...
So she's so far not one.
A bump in a ski run.
Okay. Oh, yeah. When they...
hit the moguls.
Yeah. All right, so she's still wrong.
A mogul, an important person who is rich, powerful, and wields a lot of influence. Historically, titans of the industry, such as a Rockefeller or a Ford... was given this title as a mogul.
Yeah. If you have to call yourself a mogul, you're not a mogul.
Yes. Yes. And that goes along with my entire belief of anything. If you have to say you're a good person by putting a sign in your front yard, you're probably not a good person. If you have to say, tell people you are a mogul, you're definitely not a mogul.
Dr. Dre, is he a mogul?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever called himself a mogul.
Of course not, because it's like so fucking corny.
I know.
It's so fucking corny to call yourself like
And that's like, yeah, if they ask you, you know, Sookie, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a mogul. You're like, no, you
that's
can't.
Not, that's not, it's you not don't, what you do.
Yeah, you're not a mogul. You don't, you become a mogul.
Because of what you do.
Because of
you
what
don't
you, yeah.
do mogul.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we'll just wake up one day and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mogul.
I want to be mogul. I want to be a ski bump. Can I go back to the people with the signs in their yard?
Yeah.
I forget what episode that was. It might have been, it was the last one, one of the last ones when Joe stopped by. And I only bring this up because this happened just the other day. I'm renovating a house, and the next door neighbor, they have that sign mm-hmm. on their front yard. And the sign, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to those episodes. But if you haven't listened, it's the sign that says, we don't hate, we love black people, gay people, trans people. We love everyone. Like,
yeah.
We are, and it's like a black sign with some rainbows, and don't look at us bad. We are good people. We do all this fun stuff, and equality is great. And here's a sign that proves it, that I am who I say I am. Okay. So, yeah. So I'm renovating this house, and it was by far the worst house on the block. There was drug activity. There's police called. The house has not been maintained at all in the past 20 years. Like It was the eyesore of this entire neighborhood, and a great neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
An affluent neighborhood. A neighborhood that you would see one of those signs.
A neighborhood of equality.
Yes. So these neighbors have, I can't say that they have been negative towards me, but I would say slightly unwelcomed. I would wave when I would see them and I would get no response. Right, like they would almost act like they didn't see me. They had called the county on me. I'm 99% sure that these people called the county on me for no reason. The county came out and they basically just said, sorry, we have to come out. Somebody called. Nothing was done. And they were like, I said, well, who called? They said, well, you can find out who called it if you just go to the website. And I was like, you know what? I don't even want to know. I already know it was them. But it doesn't matter. Like, mm-hmm. I go about... And I'm fixing now. This house is the nicest house on the block, hands down. And I'm maybe biased, but I'm not biased. Everyone has come by in the neighborhood and said, "Oh, thank you so much for buying this. Thank you so much for fixing it up."
Look at that! You're getting thanks for just making the neighborhood look better.
Yes, crickets from these people, right?
Uh huh.
I pull up on Saturday, this past Saturday. I see the lady cutting down bushes. They have piles of bushes. Right.
Yeah.
And I get on my truck and I say, hey, and she ignores me. Right. And we're only 15 feet. It's me and her. It's not a crowd of people. It's me and her. Like,
direct. And I'm sure the street's quiet.
It's a quiet neighbor, quiet as hell. And then I give her the wave and then she kind of stops and she looks like just how you would look if somebody that irritates you is now interrupting what you're doing because she's working.
Like she huffs like,
I didn't hear a huff, so I won't go that far. But if she did, I wouldn't say it would be exaggeration.
Uh-huh.
And then I say, I'm getting my final dumpster over here, getting delivered tomorrow morning. I see you got a bunch of debris from cutting down the bushes. I said, well, if you want to just throw that in a dumpster, you know, you can. And she said, oh. And then her whole mood changed. She was like, oh, thank you. My husband has been doing trips back and forth to the dump all day. This would be great. I said, okay, cool. The dumpster will be
extended that olive branch.
Right. I didn't have to do it. Yeah. I was just being nice. Like I could give a fuck about it. I'm going to be done this house in 3 weeks. I'll never see these people again.
Yeah.
I could care less really. But I just saw a big pile of shit and I was like, hey, I get in a dumpster. If you want to throw that in there, which is going to be 20 feet from you as opposed to whatever, you know, driving back and forth to dumps. She's like, oh, that would be great. Oh, thank you. House looks great, by the way. You know, I said, I appreciate it. So I'm just kind of meandering around the house. The guys are doing some work. Her husband comes back from the dump run and he's backing his truck up to go take another dump run. And then I guess she tells him like, hey, the neighbor said we could throw, you know, this. And so he comes over. And he's doing the, oh, nice truck. oh, I love the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then we, you know, shook hands or whatever. And he's like, oh, so my wife said that you said we can dump, you know, use your dumpster. I said, yeah, like, I, you know, take all that debris that you have there.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, cool. I really, you know, he's thanking me and, you know, all the whatevers. I get there on Monday. And right before I'm pulling up, like I'm about maybe 5 minutes down the road, one of my contractors texts me and says, did you throw a bunch of shit in our dumpster? And I was like, no. But I'll be there in like 5 minutes. So I pull up, I get on top of the dumpster. I see all their brush. Mm-hmm. Then I see some bins from like, looks like from a basement. Uh-huh. I see old cabinets. I see a fucking chair. I see not just brush debris, but huge 6-inch wide branches from another tree.
Oh, they fucking went wild.
They fucking unloaded like all their house shit that they wanted to throw away in the fucking dumpster. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like this is the mindset of some of those people where it was like, I made it abundantly clear what I was allowing them to put in the dumpster because I knew it was going to be full, but like I would be able to handle that brush.
Yeah.
And like, just, it bothers me.
Well, yeah. It should fucking bother you.
Because they just took advantage of my like courteousness.
Yeah. They took it for. And even in the conversation right here, where you're saying it, you said, yeah, that stuff that she was cutting down, yeah, you can just throw it in here, so you don't.
It was a pile, literally next to like there was a pile of shit.
Yeah,
I was very direct, and I sometimes think those type of people are so narcissistic that they just think, of course they're gonna let me throw the shit in the dumpster because I'm a good person.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know what I mean? Yes, there was no, yes. Like,
I have a fucking sign that says I'm a good person, right, in my yard. So of course I can throw that stuff on there.
Right. There's room.
Yeah. Yes.
Honey,
yes.
Go get that shit in the basement.
Yeah, they were like, you know what? It's not full. It's not full now. So let's just keep throwing shit in there.
Yeah.
Like, not knowing what you're doing inside the house or what you're gonna need.
And they didn't even break down the cabinets.
Oh, they're
like just full, you know, like full cabinets. And it's like, motherfucker. So I had to get up there and smash it all down. I half wanted to just throw it back over the fence. But it's like, I'm not that guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I smashed it down.
It's too much work.
Too much work to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what? Fuck. Like, this is why.
They're one of the people that if you were your neighbor, they were your neighbor. And you were shoveling snow, and you know how you just kind of throw it in the grass?
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter whose grass you're throwing it. They would be like, don't throw that snow in my grass.
Right. Or they would shovel it all down in front of my house to get it away from their house or something.
Oh, those fucking people are, but they're good people.
I just, like, it just irritated me, man.
I would be irritated, too.
Because you do something for someone where you don't have to do it. And I didn't want an award. You know, being nice. I was just extending, like, hey, like, go ahead, throw that in the dumpster if you want. Save yourself a trip to the dump.
Yeah.
And they waited till we weren't, you know, obviously not there to, like, unload the rest of the shit.
I know. Was it, like, the next day or was it, like, over the weekend?
It was, well, I saw them on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then I got there Monday. So they did all it Saturday Sunday, or Sunday, yeah.
They were like, you know, we have that cabinet in the basement. Just throw it over there. Yeah. It's fine. Right. It's fine. He already said we could throw stuff
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. That was their entire thing. Like, he just, I don't know.
People fucking suck.
And when I was driving home after I saw it, I was just like, why are people so dirty? You know what I mean? Like that. Why do people suck so bad sometimes?
I know.
Yeah. Just, I wasn't included in that sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. As far as the people that they, you know, include. I wasn't included. You know, people working on a house next door are not included in that inclusion sign.
Yeah.
Until I was like, oh, hey. And then I felt like in their mind, they thought, well, they owe us.
You know what it is? It's like everybody hates one person. And then you, like, you were trying to mend. You're trying to bring.
I was bridging, like.
Bridging the gap. Yes. I'm trying to think of a person who did it. You're like fucking Gandhi.
I was just trying to be a good neighbor. That's all.
And see what that got you?
Yeah.
Fucking.
It, right. It no good deed goes unpunished. I know. It's the fucking way it is, man. I
know. It's true. Fucking sucks.
I'm undeterred.
Yes.
There are good people out there. And most of those people listen to this podcast. And if you guys endured my TED talk there, my little soapbox, I appreciate it. I had to get that off my chest. It was good.
I do have an update real quick. Han said he did listen to our podcast and he said he wants to come on after I visit Singapore.
But we don't even know when you're going away.
No. It's still up in the air. No. Still don't have a passport.
Still don't have a passport. Yep. Call your county councilman.
I am.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Inappropriate. Come back next week and come back every week. My name's Jim.
I'm Steve. Bye.